This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some stranded residents of Louisiana are posting their addresses on social media so search and rescue teams can find them. Hurricane Ida smashed ashore yesterday with 150 mile per hour winds, knocking out power to New Orleans. Governor John Bel Edwards.
Ida rapidly intensified at an unprecedented rate right up until landfall.
At least one person is dead. Though Ida's been downgraded to a tropical storm, it's been pushing inland over Mississippi with torrential rain and shrieking winds. The National Hurricane Center's Philippe Pappin.
We don't really like to use the word downgraded because there are still substantial impacts that are occurring with the storm, especially in the form of very heavy rainfall that's kind of overspreading into portions of Mississippi and Alabama, and we're expecting a substantial amount of rainfall today for those areas where flash flooding is more definitely possible.
The U.S. military says five rockets targeted the Kabul airport this morning, and U.S. forces used a defensive system to intercept them. The Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate says it fired the rockets. None of this is stopping U.S. flights from leaving Kabul's airport, one day ahead of the deadline set by President Biden. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told Fox News Sunday there were about 300 Americans still there.
And we are working actively in these hours and these days to get those folks out.
The U.S. says about 1,200 people were evacuated the past 24 hours. A steady stream of flights left Kabul even after rocket fire targeted its airport before hitting a nearby neighborhood. Tomorrow is President Biden's pullout deadline, and his top diplomat calls this the most dangerous time in an already extraordinarily dangerous mission. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Restrictions may be coming soon for American travelers. The European Union plans to recommend it because of rising COVID infections here.
A decision to remove the U.S. from a safe list of countries for non-essential travel would reverse advice from June, when the 27-nation bloc recommended lifting restrictions on U.S. travelers before the summer tourism season. Such a move would be non-binding, however. The EU has no unified COVID-19 tourism policy, and national governments have the authority to decide whether they keep their borders open to U.S. tourists. The European Council updates the list based on criteria relating to coronavirus infection levels, which gets reviewed every 2 weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ed Asner has died. Lou Grant from the old Mary Tyler Moore show. He was 91. Betty White is the only surviving main cast member from that show now. She's 99. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.